Why have you chosen to give so much time and thought to the subject of heaven?
Well, I think that Scripture presents the afterlife, the present heaven, where we, those of us who know Jesus, where we go when we die. Paul says, you know, to be with Christ is better by far, to die and be with him. But then it gives that larger picture of his plan of redemption that includes, that is actually centered on, the new heavens and the new earth. So 2 Peter 3:13 says, therefore, in light of the things that Peter's been saying, therefore, we look forward to a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. He goes on to say, therefore, what sort of people ought you to be in terms of life and godliness? In other words, an eternal perspective should radically affect the way we live. And one of the ways that I have often talked about it, and others have too, is to talk about the dot and the line, that, you know, this present life is a dot, and from that dot extends a line that goes out for eternity. The dot begins, it ends, it's brief. But if we're smart, we're not going to live in the dot for the dot. As we live in the dot, we're going to live for the line, because the line is what's going to last. And that really was what Jesus was saying in Matthew 6, with, you know, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, not treasures on earth. God has no problem with us storing up treasures. He wants us to store up treasures. He just says, stop storing them up in the wrong place where they're not going to last, and start storing them up in the right place where they are going to last. So to me, the reality of heaven and the new earth is not just what fueled the minds and lives of believers for many centuries, including the Puritans. I mean, you read their stuff, it's just remarkable how heaven, the new earth, the life to come was the reference point, and it infused them with present perspective and present joy. Their lives were happy in relationship to how much thought they gave to the eternal realities, not just the invisible realities that are true right now, though that is certainly part of it. We've been raised with Christ. We're to set our minds in heaven where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, Colossians 1, or 3, 1 and 2. But to think in terms of God's plan that goes from Eden to the new earth, and that Satan didn't thwart God's plan, we live now in the middle of the story, and if we keep in mind the beginning, Eden, and the end that will never end, the new earth, the new heavens and the new earth, then that perspective gives definition to and meaning to the present, because we're actually in the middle of the story. Beginnings of stories, stories start a certain way. Often things are pretty calm at the beginning of a story, not always, but then at the end of the and in the middle of the story, everything goes wrong. And then there's the end of the story. And the end of the story is where there's some, in many stories, and certainly in God's Word, a great resolution. That's the great redemptive story. So when you live in the middle, you need to be able to look back at what was and especially look forward to what will be. So to me, I just think it's vital.